Are you writing a book for the first time? And if you're not writing a book for the first time, you're probably going, oh, I don't know if this is going to be applicable to me. Actually, it's going to be a deep conversation for everybody, from the person that's thinking about writing their first book to the person that has written 50 books or more. Do you do it for the craft or you do it for the market? We're going to talk about that in today's podcast episode, so make sure you stay tuned.
Learn how to publish profitable books and build an unstoppable author brand with indie author and self-publishing coach, Dale L. Roberts. This is the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast.
This is the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast, and I'm just tickled to death you took a little bit of time out your day. Episode 58. Oh, my Lord, we're creeping up on 100 episodes. Before you know it, we're going to be there. I want to just give a very quick shout-out to our sponsors here of the podcast, winningwriters.com. The 6th Annual North Street Book Prize Competition runs every year between mid-February and the end of June. Writers can enter their books in any of the 6 categories and have a chance to win from the pot of over $12,500 in prizes. Probably wondering, just like I did, is it legit? Well, of course it is. The North Street Book Prize has Book Baby as co-sponsors, and they come recommended by the Alliance of Independent Authors. That's a pretty big deal to me. For more information about how you can get your book put into the North Street Book Prize competition, visit our sponsored link at winningwriters.com/Dale. Again, that's winningwriters.com/Dale. I wish I could enter my book into this competition. I'd send an email to my contact over at Winning Writers, and I wanted to give my Grumpy Gus books in there because that's one of the categories, is children's picture books. And sadly, there's a conflict of interest. Can I undo the sponsorship and see about entering? Well, I guess it's too little too late, so you do me a favor and you enter your book and let me know how it goes. If you win, please let me know, and I will make sure to share it with my following as well. All right, so let's talk about it. Writing a book for the first time can be such a daunting task as it is. And so many times, I think a lot of people get focused on some of the minutiae of it, and they don't think about just writing the stinking book. And I understand, I've been there before. And let me tell you just a little bit about why I brought this topic up. I had a recent viewer comment on a video, and it was a very scathing comment. And this often comes, I'm used to the territory, you know, and get some trolls and such. This person had a good intention in what their comment was. And their comment was like, I don't just want to make money. You know, I want to write for the craft, is essentially what they said. And, you know, I shouldn't feel bad by watching your videos that I'm not making money from it. And I don't want you to ever feel that way. If you're ever consuming content, whether podcast or YouTube, that if you're not making money from your craft, you're not doing a bad thing. But we need to kind of take a step back. It's when people start to become frustrated that they're not making money that you start to kind of wonder, is it for the craft of writing or is it for the market and the appeal of earning a living from this, making a living of being an author? So let me tell you my origin story here. It was, 2013. I was working at an healthcare community, working with senior citizens. I was an activities director, and I was paid to play. It was a lovely job. I enjoyed it immensely. And, you know, I had a wellness coach that found I was a tough nut to crack. She tried to challenge me on every single thing, and it was until that one day that she said to me, hey, why don't you write a book about fitness? You seem to be really, you know informed on it. And I thought, yeah. I should do that. If you were to look back when I was a kid, I wanted to grow up to become a writer. I didn't think about making money or paying bills. I just wanted to write. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to, you know, entertain people. I wanted to get it to where I suspended their disbelief, just as much as I had been so lucky and fortunate reading books by Stephen King or Dean Koontz or Mick Foley or Wayne Dyer. And you fast forward some years later, I went to college to become a writer. I actually majored in journalism, of all things. But I ended up dropping out because I became so frustrated. Gave up. So, of course, you fast forward to 2013. When I got that challenge, I said, you know what? I'm going to write this book. I'm going to do this. And when I sat down, and it took probably about a year to write my very first manuscript. And it was hammered garbage, I'm going to admit to you. Again, was just focused on the craft of writing, of putting together this book. I wasn't thinking about making the money. Now, it wasn't until I got my first taste of what it was like to actually make money from my craft that I said, oh, there might be something to this. So my brain switched from just doing it for the craft to doing it for a living, doing it for market, for the market demand. And that's what we're going to discuss today, because I want you to think about why you're in this business. We're going to really, really break this down. Are you writing because you want to scratch an itch? Is this just a hobby for you? Because if it is, it's totally cool. I don't want you to ever feel bad or in a way that I'm demonizing that. That's totally awesome. And sometimes those people that do chase the craft are managing to make a living from this. That's kind of a nice little thing. But then there's also the other sect that want to make a living from it. Can you balance the two? Can you have that passion and profit and still be able to live a meaningful and fulfilled life? Sure, you could. Absolutely. I'm going to give you a few tips here. The very first thing you're going to need to do, if you're listening to this, whether this is your first book or your 40th book, I want you to sit down and define your goals. What is your goal? What do you want to accomplish in writing your book? Because if you just want to write a book, then write that dang book. It's totally okay. I 100% support you, and I applaud you if you complete that. Because if that's your goal, that's totally okay. But now if you're thinking to yourself, I need to earn $3,000 per month or $5,000 per month, this is when we have to take a step back, because this is a different type of a goal that's going to require a little bit more flexibility. We have to look at the craft of writing, but we also need to understand there's a market demand that we have to meet. You can't just simply put it together for the sake of craft if you want to pay the bills. Sure, there's unicorns in the business. There's some people that will go ahead, put pen to paper, and they sell thousands of copies right out the gate. But the vast majority of us need to understand that sometimes it's not just about you. It's about your reader. And so that's why you need to really understand that if you want to make a living at this, you've got to meet the market where they're at, and then adjust your prose accordingly. So the next thing is, number two, study the craft. Okay, you're like, wait a second, you just told me to go after the market. Yes, I still want you to go after the market if you want to make a living. But even if you're doing it as a hobby, one thing I would recommend is study the craft of writing. You need to get things like books by Stephen King. One's called On Writing. That's a great one. There's a number of ways you can study. You can get YouTube channels. Michael Laron's really good about studying the writing, the craft of writing. There's so many ones. Jenna Maresi's over on YouTube. Great. She talks about writing. Study the craft and perfect it. And one of the best ways to perfect it is practice daily. Write every single day. And you ready for this? Writers are readers. You gotta read too. So continue to consume the content in which you write, so that way you can elevate your game and write in a way that it meets, again, the market demand if you're trying to make a living, or in some instances, so you're at least aware of how you need to frame your type of writing, what kind of tropes you need to include if it's fiction, or what type of walkthroughs you need to do if it's nonfiction. Next one is number three, study the market. Now, if you happen to be doing it for the craft, you don't need to study the market. But might I recommend that you at least think about studying the market? Because it will make you a better writer. You can start to study those that are inside your niche. How are they writing it? What type of book covers are they utilizing? How does their book blurb look? You're probably like, oh man, Dale, I don't know. So here's the cool thing. You don't need to worry about, you know, selling out. You don't need to worry about doing too much extra work. All you're doing is studying the market, okay? Who is doing what inside your niche? And it'll make you a stronger writer in the long term. Next point's going to be study from the successful. Study from the people that actually blazed the trail before you did. Whatever your niche is, it could be werebear shapeshifter romance, or it could be prepper fiction, or it could be fitness. Study those that are successful, because it's going to give you a better understanding of how you can refine the product that you're putting out. Again, you could be just doing this as a hobby and for the craft, but does it hurt to actually study successful? No, not at all. Because you're just going to become a better writer by seeing those that have succeeded before you. Next one's going to be implementation. It's not enough that you define your goals, that you start to put out a roadmap for you to follow, to study the craft, study the market, and study the successful. You actually got to do the dang work. I know, crazy, right? I'm telling you something that's very obvious. You actually have to do it. You have to sit down and put out some work. You need to put in the time. You got to grind it out. You need to put the manuscript together, and you're going to have to put it out into the market. So implementation's where I see a lot of aspiring authors falling short. If you're writing a book for the first time, write it. Stop worrying about all the steps thereafter. Don't worry about, well, should I get a BookBub ad when it's all said and done? I heard this book cover designer's really good. Or, I think that if I rub my head and pat my belly and scratch my nose that it's going to... No. Write the book. Write the book. I've got one last big tip as we start to wrap things up. This is a little bit shorter of a podcast today, and I totally understand, but it's a very real conversation we needed to have. Speaking of real conversations, I want to share a little bit of a goal for you that I have this year, and I want you to be involved in it too. It's my goal this year to positively impact the lives of authors in a massive way this year in 2020. I would like to positively impact over 100,000 authors. How can I do that? By simply sharing information like I'm doing here on this podcast, or like I do over on my YouTube channel called Self Publishing with Dale. If you've not subscribed to that channel, please head on over to dalelinks.com/YouTube. The link is inside the show notes. You can go over there and subscribe to that channel. And that's one way for me to indicate that I'm reaching that massive amount of people, 100,000. Right now, we're just a little over 30,000 subscribers. If we can hit that 100,000 subscribers by year's end, it would just tickle me to death, because then I would know that we've reached that goal. Will you be involved in the goal? Because we're on our way to 100K, and I'd love for you to ride along with me. Again, head on over to dalelinks.com/YouTube to subscribe today. Final tip. So one last tip I'm going to tell everybody, regardless if you're writing your first book or your 50th book, don't chase the dollar. Never, ever chase the dollar. Now, you're probably going, oh, no, wait, I'm confused, Dale. What are you talking about? This is crazy. You just told me that I could do it for the craft, that I could do it for marketing. What do I do? What do I do? Don't chase after the dollar. I see far too often, and actually a former coaching student of mine, I just met up with him not too long ago, discovered he got back into old habits of chasing after the dollar. He was going and finding these quote-unquote profitable niches. I said, well, what happened to your original one? You lost faith. You stopped on it. He was trying to make a living from this. And so what he did is, instead of continued to focus on that one area and double down on it, he gave up on it before it was too, it was too soon. Too soon for him to see results. So he just gave up and he went after that. So he kept chasing after the dollar. Don't chase the dollar, folks, because the dollar will always outrun you every single time. It doesn't have to be a passion versus profit. This was a very popular question I used to do for a lot of my interview guests on my YouTube channel. I'd wrap up the interview and I would always say, given the choice, would you choose between passion or profit? And I always enjoyed the answers I would get. Some people would say passion. Some people would say profit. I never forced them into an either or. I always just wanted to see how they respond. And the ones that said, well, you can have the mixture of both of those. Why not? Absolutely. But here's the thing. You need to temper your expectations with reality. You need to understand it's going to take some time to develop your author brand. And if you want to make a living and earn money on this, you're not going to do it overnight. Are you okay with ramen noodles and frozen vegetables for the next year to 2 years or more? That's the case. You know, you're going for passion. If you want more towards profit, might I recommend that you be just a little bit more flexible and willing to look at where the market demands are and try to meet them there. And that way you can kind of bootstrap your way to actually producing the content that you truly are 100% beyond a shadow of a doubt super passionate about. Great book to read, and I'm going to recommend this to you, and I didn't put this inside the show notes. It's a book by Chris Fox called Right to Market. And I really recommend that each and every single one of you that are listening to this podcast to go take a look at that book. Read it. It's a great one. You could probably sit and read it in an evening. It's fantastic. And he talks about some of the mistakes that he made where he was just kind of chasing after the passion. But when he started to tweak his approach, focused a little bit more on profit, then he found that perfect blend to where he was able to get the earnings, enough money to where it would sustain his quality of life, his lifestyle. And then he was able to pivot to where he could do everything that he wanted to for his passion. So find that balance of passion and profit. It doesn't have to be an either or. If you just want to do it for the craft, do it for the craft. It's awesome. Kudos to you, and keep trying to get better at it. But if you're doing it to make money, you need to be flexible. Hey, as we start to wrap up today's podcast recording, it's easy for me to say, I just want to say thank you to thewinningwriters.com. And again, you, of course, can get your book in the contest at winningwriters.com/Dale. That's for the 6th annual North Street Book Prize competition. Super geeked up about that, if you can't tell. And also, subscribe or follow me on your preferred podcast platform. And do me a favor, leave a review. Be so nice. I always get the notifications over on Chartable.com to let me know if somebody has left a review. I haven't seen any reviews lately, so hopefully you're listening to this. And also, if you do listen to this, feel free to hit me up over on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook at Self-Pub with Dale. Let me know if you are listening to this. In the meantime and in between time, this has been Self-Publishing with Dale, and I will chat with you next week.
You've been listening to the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast. Visit us at selfpublishingwithdale.com for more information on how you can level up your publishing business. Also, get a rock-solid action plan for your next book launch when you sign up for our email newsletter at selfpublishingwithdale.com/checklist. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next time.